Now, the East Coast is, of course, familiar with earthquakes, and as Dr. John Risto from GNS explains, there has been increased tectonic activity in the area in recent days.
There is always activity along the East Coast of the North Island. So what's happening is, you know, the North Island sits on top of what we call a subduction zone. So off the East Coast, you have the you have the Pacific plate, which is pushing underneath the Australian plate, which is what the North Island sits on. And that's why we, you know, constantly have earthquakes. So, there have been earthquakes like around Tongaroa, you know, further south than that, but that has nothing to do with the earthquake that happened overnight.
Dr. Risto said it wasn't likely that the earthquake this morning will produce large and dangerous aftershocks.
This kind of earthquake was a little bit deeper, and it was it looks like it may have been within the plate that's pushing, you know, the Pacific plate as it pushes underneath the Australian plate. Mm. Now, when you get really shallow earthquakes, like say the Canterbury earthquakes, those types of earthquakes produce, you know, a lot of aftershocks is what we saw in Canterbury. But ones that occur like within the plate, like a little bit deeper within the plate, they tend to not have as much in the way of aftershocks. You know, they can certainly still produce them, but they tend to be smaller and the aftershocks die off quicker.
And that was Dr. John Risto there from GNS. And just reiterating this morning that the threat of the tsunami has now passed and the alert has been cancelled. The National Emergency Management Agency says the threat of strong and unusual currents has now passed for all parts of New Zealand, including the Chatham Islands. And I know some people certainly felt it there with the text we got through this morning. It says that's based on GNS science modelling and ocean observations of tide gauges and wave buoys. Now, the first wave was recorded by the buoy at Lotton Point near East Cape at 2:49 before reaching East Cape at 3:14, then Gisborne at 3:21, Mount Maunganui at 3:33, hit Wellington and Tauranga at 3:45, and Auckland at, well, it looks like 4:34.